in the middle of Siman Lamed Beis. We're up to Seif Chaf Vav. So let's take a look at the Mechaber. Im Osios Shel Shem Dvukos Yachol Ha'afridam. So very short Sif. He says that if there's names of Hashem which are stuck together, it is mutter to separate them. Now, what are we talking about over here? Let's say you had two Shem Hashems back to back, like Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum L'Chanun, or Hashem and Kel, whatever, Hashem Elokim. There's a lot of examples like this. So let's say they were stuck together. And Mishnah Berurah writes, Bein Lamala, Bein Lamata. It doesn't matter where they're stuck. Top, bottom, side to side. It doesn't matter, basically. So he says, then it's mutter to separate them. And in Kuf Chav Zayin, he explains, this is not an isser of Mechikas Hashem. We know that in general, there's a problem of erasing the name of Hashem. But if you scratch them out over here, it's not an issue of Mechikas Hashem, because you're fixing the Shem Hashem, you are not destroying the Shem Hashem. And now he says that certainly, if there's a letter afterwards, that it's stuck to that extra letter afterwards, that you're allowed to scratch it off so that they are not stuck together anymore. But you have to be careful that the last point on the that's stuck to the Shem Hashem, you should not touch that area, because that would be the Shem Hashem itself. After it's separated, you'd be erasing part of the Shem Hashem, which would be the Isser. Now, going back, in Kuf Chav Vav, he points out that this halacha only applies if they got stuck together while you were writing them. If they got stuck together after you wrote them, then that would actually be a problem. He explains in the Bir Halacha, based on he quotes the Noda Bihuda, based on the two Teirutzim of the Beis Yosef. I don't want to get involved in explaining it, but suffice it to say that the Psaki writes in the Bir Halacha and is based on that Noda Bihuda. It's kedai to check it out in Dibra Maskel Im Osios Shel Shem, is that if you know for a fact that they got stuck together while they were being written, or you know for a fact or you don't know it for a fact, you have a suffix when they got stuck together, in both of those cases you have the right to be makel. But if you know for a fact that it happened afterwards, then you can't be makel and you have yourself a serious problem. Okay, Sif Chav Zayin. Osios Vitevos Shenimchuchu Ktsas. Let's say you have letters or words that are partially faded, they're partially erased. In Rishuman Nikr Kolkach, if the writing is visible enough, Shetinok Delochakim Velo Tipesh Yachalikrosim, that an average child is able to read them, Mutter Lahavir Kulma Saleim Lahate Vaksav Lachacho Velohavi Shelokisidron. It's mutter to go over them with the ink and to reinforce them. So, and it's not considered writing out of order, meaning obviously you have things that are written after this, so it's not considered that you're writing out of order if you go over it after the fact. Now, the Mishnah Berurah just explains that there are different metziyas you can have over here. So he says, first of all, if you wrote it in dark ink and then it's fading, that's what we're talking about here in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say the ink was never really so dark, it was very cheap ink and it never really had a strong dark impression, and it was a whitish, you know, off-white impression, and it got very, very weak and turned reddish or something like that. And now you want to write over it, that's Shelo Kisidron, because it was never really so kosher in the first place. However, if it was black and it was good ink and it lasted, and then eventually it faded into a brownish, so then you're allowed to reinforce it, and you're not writing Shelo Kisidron because it's still kosher while you're tracing over it. You're just being mechazik it at the time that it shouldn't fade further. So sometimes there's a metzias where it's completely faded, and all you have left is this reddish impression on the paper, on the parchment. So that's a real problem of Shelo Kisidron, because it's considered like there's nothing there anymore. Okay. Siv Chav Ches. Yeshli Zoyer. You have to be careful. Shelo Yikonis Rosh HaLamed Ba'aver HaHei O Aches Afilu Belonigia. That you shouldn't have the top of a Lamed on the line below go upwards into the airspace of a letter that's open on the bottom, like a hey or a ches. Sometimes the top of the lamed will be long and extra fancy, and it'll infringe on the airspace above it inside the letter. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that it sounds like this is only lechadchila, but b'dieved it's still kosher. But nevertheless, you should be careful for it. That's the lashon of the Mechaber implies, right? So Right, and in the various comments of the Mishnah Berurah here, he gives you a list of other letters that could happen if you have a kuf. So if you have a lama that's going across the top, or a tes, it could go inside this open end of the kuf. If you have an aleph like that, all kinds of letters over there. So he says that this is all talking, Sifkan Kuflamid Beis, he points out this is all talking about a case where it's not actually touching the ink of the other letter. If it would be touching the ink of the other letter, then it's a problem of lack of hakafas gvil, and that would be pasul regardless.